Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: the presentation which J. Kumar Infra Projects has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning J. Kumar Infra Projects' business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual results could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Nalin Gupta, MD, J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Nalin Gupta, Managing Director, J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited. Along with me, firstly, on behalf of J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited, I warmly welcome you all to our Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. Joining me today are Mr. Vasant Savla, CFO, and our investor relations partner, Marathon Capital. I trust you all had the opportunity to review our earnings presentation and press release available in the stock exchanges and our corporate website. FY2026 was a year of consolidation for the company, with operating and financial performance moderating compared to FY2025. The impact was largely operational and timing related, stemming from external factors that temporarily slowed execution. Through this phase, we maintained a strong balance sheet and an adequate liquidity, ensuring resilience and continuity of operations. Importantly, this period has strengthened our foundation for the future. The current fiscal has already been significant. Order intake has seen considering strong bid pipeline. We expect the momentum of order booking to continue, which provides us significant headroom to the company has so far booked orders in excess of 4,500 crore in fiscal year, with an L1 of 1,770 crore, totaling to around 6,300 crore. Considering a strong bid pipeline, we expect the momentum of order book to continue, which provides us significant headroom to accelerate the execution. With a solid order book, improving execution velocity, and expanding capabilities across our core verticals, we are very positioned to translate this pipeline into sustained growth. Now, coming to financial performance, consolidated performance highlights for the FY26 is revenue from operations grew by 1% to 5,723 crore as compared to 5,693 crore in FY25. The EBITDA stood at 823 crore as compared to 826 crore in FY25. The EBITDA margin stood at 14.4% as compared to 14.5% in FY25. The PAT for FY26 stood at 387 crore as compared to 391 crore in FY25. PAT margin for FY26 stood at 6.8% as compared to 6.9% in FY25. Consolidated performance highlights for Q4 FY26: revenue from operations for Q4 FY26 stood moderated by 3% to 1,585 crore as compared to 1,633 crore in Q4 FY25. EBITDA for Q4 FY26 moderated by 5% to 224 crore as compared to 235 crore in Q4 FY25. EBITDA margin for Q4 26 stood at 14.1% as compared to 14.4% in Q4 FY25. The PAT for Q4 FY26 moderated by 5% to 110 crore as compared to 114 crore in Q4 FY25. PAT margin for Q4 FY26 stood at 7% as compared to 7% in Q4 FY25. The net debt as on 31st March 2026 stood at -264 crore, that is cash positive. Working capital for FY26 stood at 99 days as compared to 112 days for FY25. Total order book as of 31st March 2026 stood at 18,554 crores. The order book inter area includes metro projects, elevated and underground, contributing 11%, elevated order corridors and flyovers contributing to around 51%, road and tunnel projects contributing to around 18%, and others contributing around 20%. We can now begin with the questions and answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Jainam Jain from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, what is the current bid pipeline for this fiscal?
Bid pipeline. You said bid pipeline, right, Jainam?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as mentioned by me, we have already bagged orders of include 4,500 crores with an L1 of 1,770 crores, totaling to around 6,300 crore plus, taking our order book to around 25,000 crores approx. And for this current year, we expect a order book close to around 9 to 10,000 crores for the full year. And there are projects worth around 15 to 20,000 crores which we expect to bid in this coming period of current financial year.
Okay, sir. And are there any major opportunities which we are looking in Maharashtra this year in terms of bidding pipeline for especially for the metro segment or road or tunneling projects?
Well, so if we see, firstly, we have recently bagged an order of 1,770 crores, which comes from the Delhi Metro D207. And there are tenders coming up of metro for in Mumbai for Metro Line 5, Metro Line 13, Metro Line 10, which is Daimukh to Dahisar. So there are a lot of metro opportunities which are available. So, of course, yes, Bombay, Delhi, Pune, these areas, they are coming up with metro projects, so we'll be surely going for it. And overall, there is a very positive mindset for the infra projects because last 2 years were quite slack and we could see a big slowdown in terms of the order book coming in, and that's how we just booked an order book of only 1,000 crore for the current fiscal year. But in Q1 itself, we have bagged orders of more than 6,300 crores. So this year really looks to be quite positive, and that's how we are also very positive about it.
Okay. And in terms of roads, any opportunity?
Road per se is never J. Kumar's main area of focus. So we basically look at expressway corridors. Like even now, there are, some projects which are lined up where it's an it's a combination of road and elevated combinations. So that sort of projects is what J. Kumar focuses into. And in the near pipeline, we can see certain projects coming up in the similar way, like Gati Shakti and some other MSRDC projects which are there. So we are quite positive about it.
Okay. So, largely on the working capital side, can you give the amount for retention money, unbilled revenues, and mobilization advances?
Yeah. So, unbilled revenue is 578 crores, mobilization advance is 706 crores, and retention is 464 crores.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, Jainam.
The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, firstly on the guidance side, what kind of revenue growth and margins are we looking for FY27?
So this year we are expecting a growth of around 15% in the top line. So we should be crossing 6,500 crores with the current order book that we have and the projects which were a little bit on the slower side, but now we have got approvals for them as well. So 15% increase in top line and bottom line is what we are expecting.
And sir, on margins?
Similar, 15% increase. Bottom line, I said.
No, EBITDA margins.
Yeah, so EBITDA we have around 14 to 15, which as we have with the type of order books that we have, our endeavor would be to increase it from 14-15 to 15-16, and the PAT would be around 7%.
Okay, and sir, given the flattish year we had on FY26 and a very strong order backlog, so do you feel that 15% revenue guidance is a bit conservative and we can do even better?
There is possibility of doing better. But, you know, looking at last year's bad experience where, you know, we thought that we'll get orders, but we could not, unfortunately not get it. But I would say that surely there is a scope of showing some better results. But as of now, I would like to commit myself with a 15% increase in top line and bottom line. And I would say that, you know, even last year, J. Kumar's policy, which we always Weber try to follow, that it was around 2,500 crore of order that we booked in 24 and around 25, I'm sorry, and around only 1,000 crores order that we booked in 26 was not by any mistake or default, you know. It was a well-chosen thing that we don't want to book orders where we don't have good bottom lines. And that's how now the order that the company has bagged is with the similar margins and we don't want to book orders just for the heck of booking orders. And that's how you can see last 2 years, we didn't get orders at our prices, we left it. But now we have got orders at the similar margins where we are, which is our target. So I think we are very comfortable that we'll be able to cross this 15% top line growth. But as of now, we'd like to say 15%, my friend.
Okay, okay. And sir, on CAPEX, so what are our plans for 27?
So, there are some CAPEX which are still due for GMLR and Chennai. So, there and the incremental CAPEX that we do every year. So, around 200 to 250 crore for the next coming 2 years, that is FY27 and 28, is what we are expecting, including the incremental CAPEX.
So, for FY27 also, it will be 200 to 250?
Yeah.
Okay. And
including
sir,
the new orders that I'm, including the new order book that we have done of 6,500 crores.
Okay. And sir, when do we expect these new orders to come on execution? If you could just say some update on that regarding this Vadhavan project, then on Vestibule and Lucknow project. When do we expect to start the execution over there?
I think from Q2 or Q3, we should be starting, we'll be starting contributions coming up because initial 6 months to 9 months, you have to do the preparatory works, the joint, the soil investigation, survey, geologies, and design approvals and all that stuff. So, but second to third quarter, we should start getting some contribution from these projects.
Okay, and so lastly, on any update on the Chennai NHAI project, how is the execution going on and on GMLR as well?
So, Chennai, we have already started the work and our foundation and substructure work is in is there, which is in line. And the casting yard is fully operational. So, we have already started casting our segments in the huge casting yard that we have developed. As far as GMLR is concerned, we have already casted more than 3.5 kilometer of tunnel in our casting yard. And we have got some COS also there and of 800 crores, which is also for that the new casting yard was required. That has also been developed. The molds have been ordered. The tunnel boring machine, the shaft is already excavated, which is a, you know, I would say a spectacular work being done by the GMLR team. And both the TBMs have arrived at the job site. One TBM is already in an advanced stage of assembly and we expect by June end, we will start, we will do the SAT, which is the site acceptance test to start drilling the tunnel. And the second machine,
so we can see a
1.5 month difference. Yeah.
So we can see a 30% kind of execution for Chennai project, around 20% for GMLR in FY 27?
Yeah, around 20% to 30% output we should be getting from both these projects.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you very much, Vaibhav.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parikshit Kandpal with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations on a good quarter. So my first question is, given the geopolitical issues, so are we facing any slowness in execution in Q1? Do you expect any slowing down of work, I mean, client-initiated slowdown, in H1 because of high commodity prices?
Well, I would say that there is zero impact due to the geopolitical changes. And things are rather, I would say, at least for Maharashtra, there is a positive push that's happening from the CM War Room, where each and every important project, the flagship projects, are being monitored on a fortnightly basis. And the problem solution is becoming better. So I'm very positive and positive about the whole change. And so there is no negative impact on any of the projects, I would say, from these changes. Everything is in pipeline, and it does not, being EPC project, we don't have any implication in any sort.
Okay. So some of the peers have highlighted that there has been a labor issue because of elections and they significantly cut down. I mean, labors have not returned. So what is our current site labor? How much it was at the peak? So if you can give some color whether the labor delay in labor is coming back has impacted execution. And also on the commodity side, if you can help us understand what kind of, in our order book, what is fixed price, what is variable pass-through commodity price, and how are you mitigating it?
Well, Parikshit, firstly, about the labor issue, yes, you are totally correct. There is a cut of around 10% to 15% of labor shortages there at all our sites. And this impact, I would say, is mainly due to the elections and these April and May month, which is every year we face this shortage. It's nothing new in the industry because it's the time where people, the laborers, go back to their home for marriages, for farming, and all other activities. So this is a routine thing which happens every year without any change. So it is a temporary issue and nothing alarming. That's from my side. Talking about the other thing, I'm sorry, one more point you had made.
The commodity. So
the commodity impact. So all the contracts, without exception, are covered under price variation and escalation clauses. So there is no materialistic impact on the price increase due to crude or any other steel prices or something. It's regular increase and it's fully covered under price variation and escalation clause. So zero impact on our bottom line.
In our order books, sir, whenever there's a commodity increase, so do you reprice the orders or so how does it happen from the accounting side? So how do you...
So there is no repricing that happens, Parikshit. It's basically, there are, when you make your monthly running bill that we submit to the department, there is a work done billing that has been done based on the milestones or quantities or whatever numbers, how the billing schedule has been distributed. And at the bottom of it, the last month's bill, whatever the price variation and escalation is there, it's been added at the bottom, added or deducted depending upon the increase and decrease. So it's a clear pass-through, having no impact on the, and every month it has been generated along with the work done. So A plus B, A is work done, B is the price variation. So it has no implication.
And any price escalation, change or plus or minus, so the approving authority is usually the same guy who's like approving your regular bills, or it gets escalated to higher authorities for further budget approvals if there is a major escalation. So does it go back to the CM for approvals? How does it happen in the back end? So
there is, it's just like a regular running bill. Even the budget that's been approved for any project, like, you know, aap agar kisi project ko lete hai, toh uske liye there is an administrative approval, a authority approval, or the government approval at state level. Wherever the approval happens, the budget is for the project, and there is a wording that increase or in Marathi they say, bhav vaadh je ahe, means price variation escalation. That point is written as an additional thing for which no approval is required even from the commissioner. It is regular, the engineer passing the bill approves it along with the monthly bill. So there is, the approval is excluding escalation.
Understood. This is just last question on some of the key projects. I think CM has earlier announced Metro Line 8, Gold Line, then Metro Line 14. And I think there was also talk of that Vikhroli to Koper Khemda Ghansoli connector, some large infra projects. So any timelines on how these projects are progressing in terms of getting awarded, whether in this financial year or next financial year, because these are large ticket size orders.
So one is, you missed one important project, which is Uttan Virar.
Uttan Virar also.
It's not a metro corridor, it's an elevated corridor similar to MTHL and like Coastal Road, because Coastal Road has been awarded till Bahindar. Dahisar Bahindar is the last stretch. So from Bahindar, which is also called as Uttan, from there it will go till Virar. And that elevated corridor tender would be floated by MMRDA in any time, like 3 to 6 months time is what we are expecting as per the information we have gathered. And Metro Line 5, Metro Line which is Kalyan Taloja side, that project, Metro Line 10 which is from Gaimukh to Dahisar, and Metro Line 13 and 14, these projects which is from Bahindar to Virar, these metro lines are in advanced stage and we should see the tender process in next 3 to 6 months time.
Okay, and any update on the Vikhroli to Koper Khemda or Ghansoli connector? Is that happening or that's shelved down?
Honestly, I'm not very sure about that, so I wouldn't like to just make some false statements.
Okay. So all these metro projects put together, how big is the pipeline for all these projects? 5, 10, 13, 14 and Uttan Virar. So,
if we talk of Uttan Virar alone, it is more than 50-60,000 crores. So altogether, 100,000 crores is what we should expect in this 1 year's timeline.
In one next 12 months, so almost using 1 lakh crore plus kind of awarding may happen from Maharashtra.
Yes.
Okay. Sure, sir.
That's only from Maharashtra I'm talking, I'm afraid.
Yeah, only from Maharashtra, I know. I mean, and other states also will contribute. But Maharashtra, you have a very significant market share, so just wanted to understand whatever you are guiding. I think this year you said 9,000 to 10,000 crores of inflows, right, in the guidance.
Honestly, when we speak of these projects, we are not even talking of Maharashtra as a whole as a per se, because it's in and around Mumbai, we are talking of around 100,000.
But your order guidance, you said, is about 9 to 10,000 for this year, right? And you have already done close to about 6,300.
That's right. See, it's like, you know, we already had a very bad experience last 2 years.
Yeah.
Because Kumar is very, pessimistic when it comes to margin. We don't want to bag orders without margin. Is a very, very adamant sort of mindset, you can say. Because hum kaam kar rahe hai paisa kamane ke liye. If there are no margins, I just don't want to block my capacity and miss the good opportunities going forward. So that's how we waited for 2 years and we have hit an all-time high, lifetime high order book of 25,000 crore. As we speak now, and going forward, we may do better than what we have committed. But as of now, I would just like to stick to 9 to 10,000 crore. We are going forward in Q2 to Q3. We can keep revising these figures. But yes, 10,000 crore will cross this year.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Parikshit.
The next question comes from the line of Girija Ray with Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. So I have three questions. One with regards to margin. Second one is into, cost efficiency level. And third one is with respect to your order book. So margin, we have been maintaining around 14% of margin. Even yearly, if I see the margin also, we are, stick with the margin 14%. So as you mentioned, 15% kind of margin we can see in FY27. In fact, you have mentioned we have zero impact of the geopolitical issue in our construction material cost. So I can see, if I'm not wrong, our construction cost as a percentage of our revenue has increased in fourth quarter of FY26. So, kind of depreciation and, So do you think this has impacted this? You are mentioning it is no impact, but I can see there is a cost increase as a percentage of your total revenue for us. So how is that? Means what is happening there?
Girija, I'm not very, clear about what's your question, because when I said that the geopolitical changes have increased the price of POL, diesel, the steel prices get impacted. There are certain increase in shipping costs. There is certain implication on the steel prices. So those impacts are basically getting covered somewhere or the other. Like our price escalation and variation clauses, it has four components, which is steel, cement, POL, and others. So there are, and labor. So there are five parts, I would say. So in five parts made, somewhere or the other, those items, they get covered. So this means we have done this matrix of increase, decrease many a times. What is the actual increase and what is the percentage increase, because we are being paid on the basis of indices. So the indices do not increase exactly proportionate to that. It does not decrease proportionately to the actual increase or decrease. But when you see as an overall picture in the year's time, even when there was steep price increase post-COVID, we thought that we will be putting a claim on the department for an additional increase in the steep increase in prices of the steel. But when we calculated tabulated the whole thing on a yearly basis, we found that there is no 0.5% here and there increase, which was like really not even discussable. So we left that point. So there is no impact, when I say, for the contracts which are on EPC basis having price variation and escalation clauses. Contracts which do not have this clause or which are on BOT, those projects are different. So this is irrelevant for us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And the last question will be on order book. So if I see from 1st of April 2026 to 19th May 2026, the order book, this is what you are saying, it is 6,000 crore of order inflow, new order inflow, right? This is ETC project in Maharashtra, ETC project in Uttar Pradesh, then Metro Rail, and NCGM. Yeah. So these are you are saying, this is excluding our GST, right? 6,000 something, you are saying?
All the order books that we are discussing is without GST. 18,500 of till date, till March, was also excluding GST, and 25,000 crore as of today, including the L1 of 1770 that we speak of, is excluding GST.
Done. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And all the best.
Thank you, Girija.
The next question comes from the line of Janvi Mishra with Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Actually, most of my questions have been answered broadly, but I would additionally like to ask that, sir, in previous call you had mentioned that the TBM capitalization chain is lowered into the shaft, which was like expected around February end, and the useful life was guided at 3 to 4 years. Now that we are entering Q1 FY27, can you quantify the incremental quarterly depreciation impact once the GMLR TBMs become operational?
So firstly, I would like to clarify that we had not mentioned that the TBM would start in February. We had, but you are partly right, because we had mentioned we will start lowering the machine in the shaft from February, which we have already started the January. And the machine is in, as I had mentioned, the machine is in an advanced stage of assembly. And by next month end, we will start drilling. So the machine is running well on time. And in fact, I would say before schedule, because it's just 7 months we started the machine, which usually as per the contract period also, it was 1 year. And we are doing it in less than 9 months, we are starting the machine. As far as depreciation is concerned, we will be doing as per the rules of income tax.
Depreciation will be as per books of accounts only. Only thing is, this machine has been costed into the project.
So, what we would like to say is that the real depreciation would be more, because this is a special machine where we have to amortize a majority of the portion on the project, but it will be depreciated as per the requirement of the book. So the profit and loss would be seen a little differently when you see the books.
Yes, sir. So there is no number to like quantify what would be the incremental value.
So we'll have to really work out that number, Janvi. But yes, as we understand what you are saying, and within 3 years, we have to two and a half years is what is our internal target. As per contract, I'm entitled for 4 years. But our internal target is to complete the project is in three and a half years. So the TBM would be amortized over these 3 years instead of like, you know, but when you see in the books, it will be as per the rule 8 years or whatever it is. So, but we will amortize it in 3 years with faster depreciation if whatever is allowed in the books.
Okay, sir. And similarly, like how would the finance cost look in coming quarters? Like any incremental value?
So the TBM installments that we are supposed to pay, because we have taken a period of 3 years as the term loan for this huge machine, and we'll be paying it and we'll be booking it under expense.
Okay, sir.
Along with the progress of work, the TBM will be fully repaid. Okay. Once the tunnel is complete, the term loan will also be completed. We have an option to early repay the amount that we have kept with the bank. So, because we don't want to keep the loan outstanding and, you know, a headache to us for the coming years. So, we'll be fully repaying the machine along with the execution.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, Janvi.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The next question comes from the line of Siddhant Lodaya with Sanchi Fund. Please go ahead.
A clarifying question. When we say order book of 10,000 in FY27, is it the order intake or is it something you're envisaging that the order book would be at the end of the year?
No, it is new order intake. Because
new currently order intake.
25,000 crore, you say a top line reduction of 6,500 with zero order intake will also stand at around 19,000 crores.
Correct. And this 10,000 includes the existing 4,500, right?
Yes.
Okay.
6,300, 4,500 is the LOA that we have already received.
Correct. And L1 is 1,700.
We should receive within 15 days to 30 days max. And so additional, over and above 6,300, around 3,700 crore is approximately 3,000 crore except approximately what we have to book more is our target.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Nishit Jain with SNJ Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Can you throw some light on the progress of Warsaw-Dahisar Coastal Road?
So, Warsaw-Dahisar Coastal Road Package B, which is from Goregaon-Bangunagar to Mindspace. And from Mindspace, we have a long connector of 6-7 kilometers that goes up till Film City connecting our GMLR project. So the approvals of most of the portions have been received. There are some minor approvals that are required from the environmental issues. We have already started the mangrove cutting. We have done 10% mangrove cutting, but that mangroves have been cut in such a way that the temporary access bridge, which is called as TAB, the steel bridge through which we enter the sea, the material has already been procured, the labor contractor is in place, and we are starting the tap work so that we can continue our work even in monsoon. So those works are already started. We have already completed more than 100 piles, around 14-15 foundations, around 7-8 piers has been casted. So the work is started now, and because it was earlier 2 years were mainly, there were a lot of revisions in the alignment. Some additional variation will also be getting attracted because of these changes, positive variation. There were some level changes that they were hitting the Metro Line 7 and Metro Line 2A. So all those things required an entire overhauling of the project alignment and levels. So that has been done. Work has physically started. Foundation works, foundations and substructure works have already started. So now it's in the proper alignment. Traffic permissions have also been obtained. So this year we should see a decent amount of top line coming in from that project as well.
Okay. And this is more of a on-site work, or for this even the casting yard setup and already is done and...
These are all from the on-site job. And casting yard is also been under setup stage. So now we are setting up the casting yard as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nishit.
The next question comes from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi Group. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to know how much money we have spent on the TBM and how much more capex we are going to do on TBM and how much we have paid and what is the loan amount that is we have taken and what is the balance drawdown which is pending. So if you can help with that.
Can we talk about these numbers separately, because I wouldn't be very comfortable talking about the price of my TBM because this is a price sensitive issue. But there is no additional major capex to be done with regards to TBM. TBM has already been procured. It has been financed and we have paid part of the money. Around 10% is already repaid. So there is no major impact, and the 10% approximately has already been repaid out of that loan from the receivables. And within a period of 2.5 to 3 years, what I have earlier mentioned, will be as along with the progress of the work, it will be fully paid back.
Okay, got it. And second, sir, there was a tree cutting permission that was required for GMLR from RA. So has the approval been received?
Yes, we have received the 100% permission. It was not from RA, but it was from Supreme Court. And as I had mentioned that the CM War Room really supported us, and the permission has been received. Tree cutting and transplantation is already completed, and that's how we have excavated the shaft, and the curtain cover is also being executed. So we are out of the tree issue totally, and that too in we were done by December. So it's already in progress in a good speed.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bhavin.
The next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you. Most of the questions has been answered. Just a couple of things to clarify. Sir, when we are saying that we are looking at a 15% revenue growth for this year, and given obviously the inflow most likely would be more than 10,000 crore for this year, for next year, can we see even a higher rate, 18% plus kind of a rate, because the FY26, whatever we have lost, 5-600 crore, because normally we are growing at 15-16%, so to cover it up, that's the way one can look at?
You can look at that way, Shravan, but I wouldn't commit right now. I just want this things to start moving, and going forward, Q2 or Q3, we'll be able to really comment on that. But yes, you are not wrong in a way. One can look at in the way you are saying. Yes.
Yeah. Second, for this year, FY27, for 15% to achieve, so that means from Q1, from this quarter itself, we'll be seeing at least 10% plus kind of a growth, because when I'm looking at a number, at least it should be there, else the second half, particularly third and fourth quarter, we need to have a 20% kind of a growth needed, given whatever is, but you have highlighted that the whatever the geopolitics is there, it is not impacted on the margin front and on the execution, but just trying to get a confidence again.
Well, I would say I'm not very sure about Q1. I wouldn't like to comment at this stage because honestly, I have not looked at the inflows as of now. But Q2 onwards, yes, you will be seeing this increase in the similar lines to achieve this 15% top line.
Okay. Got it. And in terms of the inflow, you highlighted the opportunity 1 lakh crore. So the bigger projects, obviously it would be in the different packages. So are there any particular specific projects, because now it is a 3-6 months that you are saying the tender will come, will be bidding, or have you already finalized if we want to have a kind of a GMLR, we can go with a JV also.
So, Shravan, this will be a project specific call depending on the size of the project and nature of the project. Wherever J-Kumar qualifies independently, surely we'll be going independently. There are certain projects where joint venture will be required from financial or technical point. So there, if joint venture is required, we'll be going in JV. So it would be a very project specific call. So generalizing it wouldn't be right from my side.
Yeah, no, my point, I was trying to understand that because we are already 6,300 crore inflow is there, why can't we have, I think we should be having at least 13 to 15,000 crore kind of an inflow given the opportunity, and as you are saying, the tendering most likely would be happening awarding, though it may be maybe a third quarter or fourth quarter, but that should be there. So we should not be minding even going for a 15,000 crore kind of an inflow.
So if you remember in 2024, Shravan, we had bagged orders worth around 11,000 crores. So it's not the capacity that the company, we don't have a capacity to bag orders more than 10,000 crore. I just want to be very realistic and little bit on the safer side, because last 2 years, we just made 2,500 and 1,000 crore, which was much, much lower as compared to our expectation. So that's how I just want to be very realistic of talking right now. Till as I said, that this, we have not even completed Q1 and we have bagged orders worth around 6,300 crores. But again, the question comes in where there are a lot of talks happening that these projects will come in 3 to 6 months or 9 months or 12 months. But if it slips, again, the timing, these orders are placed and orders have been issued. And secondly, the quantum of work coming in together, because depending on the aggression people have and the mentality that J-Kumar has that we don't want to bag orders without our margin, I'm very optimistic that yes, we will cross 10,000 crores, because I have mentioned when I started, I think I have mentioned 9 to 10,000 crores. But I'm sure that we'll be able to cross this 10,000 mark even this year. Given an opportunity, we can even bag 20,000 crores. So it is not that we are not resting, that we have a mindset of staying at 10,000 crores. I hope this clarifies your question.
Yeah, lastly, sir, this 100 crore investment that we have done, investment property in Vizag, just wanted to get a clarity when this will be, we will be getting back by Q2 itself, and broadly, will it be kind of a 70-80 crore kind of a profit that we will be having on that?
So I don't want to comment on the exact number that we'll be making, but to clarify, out of the 106 crore of the loan that we've taken for PSL, 90 crore has already been paid back by selling the plant and machinery as well as the internal accruals, and still the majority, the land sale amount is still pending with us, which is very close to the looking at the high demand in that area of Chennai for new data center coming up. I think that we should be able to make in Vizag. We expect a good profitability and ROI on this overall asset.
So broadly by Q2, this should be out of our balance sheet, whatever the 100 or
I would say in Q2 it should be out.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you, Shravan.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Chandramouli Jagannath, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. How is the Chennai flyover projects are going now, sir? Because why I'm asking this question is, there is a new government formation happened. I believe it is a state government project.
Well, so the project is in advanced stage, and my brother looks after that project, to be honest. So I just don't want to make any loose comments, but yes, the project is going on well. And I'll just say one thing: if a project is to be started, the change of government can have an impact, whether it can have some negative impact or not. But once the project is already started on the ground physically and a substantial portion has already been completed, There is no negative impact that it can have, or any government wouldn't like to, you know, keep in the middle of the road you have already dug and you have completed foundation, substructure and stuff like that, and you stop it. That's, I think, that's a very, very negative thing any state, any change in political party can do. So unless the project is not started, it can have an impact. But this project of 500 crore, is there is no question of any impact that we can see from that area.
Okay, how is it progressing there? When it is, how much time will it take to...
It's going on well. We have already completed 50% of the project progress in that project. So it's on time and we are not delayed in that project at all.
Then that's when it comes to our working capital, you have done a great job last financial year. Is there any further scope for improvement?
As we have mentioned that we expect to increase our EBITDA by 1%. That's from 14-15 to 15-16 is what our endeavor is. Because if you look at our employee cost and other factors, it's still remaining in the same percentage. So, as a overall thing, I think we should be able to improve this going forward.
Okay, okay, great. So then when you are talking about 15% top line growth and also talking about 15% bottom line growth, when there is the efficiency and things like that comes in, the bottom line should go up slightly above than the top line, right?
So that, you are very right, Chandramouliji, and that's how we have mentioned that we expect in 6 to 8 quarters we should be able to further increase some basis point in terms of the EBITDA.
Okay, okay. And sir, your valuation right now is so attractive compared to your EBITDA and the cash flow. Why don't you think of some buyback plans and things like that since you have a cash surplus? It'd be great for you and as a shareholder, right?
Your point is well noted and that's on our cards. Just waiting for some financial comfort that we need, because if you see that even with the increase in the order book and top line, we haven't increased our debts, but in fact we have reduced our debts. So firstly, we are trying to cover up the financial requirements of the company. And yes, as you have rightly mentioned, that's in on our cards and we are very positively looking towards it.
And in generally, this is just my humble request, because you know, more than giving a dividend buyback, now the taxes become little attractive for you guys as well as us. No? So maybe you can think of buyback. I mean, this is my just suggestion, sir. Okay.
See, I'll tell you one thing. Paying dividend has been a historical thing of Jay Kumar. So there was a discussion even in this board meeting that instead of paying the dividend, should we think of doing a buyback? But we thought that, you know, it's okay sharing 10% approximately of your bottom line. The investors should be benefited first. So the direct benefit we didn't want it to restrict. And otherwise, as I said, this was a discussion in our board meeting yesterday. That, you know, we do the buyback and not pay dividend this year. So it was a double-sided sword. Some investors wouldn't like it. And some investors would see it as a positive change because the stock market prices would go on a positive side. But we decided to go paying with the dividend. But going forward, this is on our cards.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. Just one question on depreciation. So it was around 66 crores in Q4, which was a sizable jump from roughly 40-45 crore quarterly trend. So how do you see it going forward?
So going forward, it will be more or less on the same line, because if you see in financial year 25, we have made capex of about 280 crores, and in current year we have done capex of about 400 crores. So in last 2 years, if you see, 600 crores capex has been done. So going ahead, it will be a little bit elevated and to a certain extent.
So quarter rate of 65 crores should be a record number now.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Vaibhav.
The next question comes from the line of Dinesh with Kirti Creation. Please go ahead. Dinesh, please go ahead with your question and unmute your line. Dinesh, are you there?
Dhanyawad, sir. Can I am audible? Sunai de raha hu, sir.
Yes, Dinesh, you are audible.
सर मेरा ये है कि आपने अगस्त 24 का एक कौन कौन था उसमें टारगेट रखा था 1 बिलियन रेवेन्यू का उस समय और आज की सिचुएशन में काफी डिफरेंस है सो मच पॉजिटिव पॉइंट जैसे पॉलिटिकल स्टेबिलिटी भी आ गई आपने ऑर्डर बुक भी अभी अप्रोक्स 23-24,000 की और आप बोल रहे हैं कि इस साल 10,000 करोड़ जो अप्रोक्स हो जाएंगे तो अगर वो आ गए टोटल अगर जो न्यू ऑलरेडी ऑर्डर अपने पास हो तो 30,000 करोड़ की अप्रोक्स ऑर्डर बुक हो जाएगी और अपने कहीं ना कहीं महाराष्ट्र से पेन इंडिया की तरफ भी जा रहे हैं कुछ हाई मार्जिन के जो बिजनेस है कन्वेंशन सेंटर है या एमबीबीसी के साथ जो भी आप बना रहे हैं और ये मतलब कई पॉजिटिव जो पॉइंट है उनको आप अपने जो 24 में कुंकोल में 1 बिलियन जमीन को जो टारगेट रखा था उसको कोरिलेशन करके मुझे बता सकते हैं क्योंकि अभी आप जो बता रहे हैं ना वो 15% का बता रहे टारगेट उसके हिसाब से तो वो होगा नहीं क्योंकि आपको यहाँ से कम 40% की हम रेवेन्यू में तो लेकिन इतने सारे प्लसर और इस हिसाब से ऑर्डर बुक है और ऑलमोस्ट जो डेप्थ भी है वो भी रिड्यूस हो रहा है कहीं ना कहीं डेप्थ हाई नहीं है अगर अपने पास जो बैंक में खड़े हैं जो आप एफडी वगैरह करके जो भी जो लोन के हिसाब से दिया जाता है अगेंस्ट लोन और जो अपने पास कैश इन हैंड है और इतनी वर्किंग कैपिटल इतनी सुधी है तो उस हिसाब से एज मैं रिटेल इन्वेस्टर से पूछना चाहता हूँ कि आप मुझे उस 1 बिलियन जो रेवेन्यू उससे कोरिलेटेड करके बता सकते कि वो फाइनेंशियल 2027 में जो टारगेट आ रहा अचीवेबल है
दिनेश जी सबसे पहले मैं इसको शुरुआत करने के लिए बताना चाहूंगा कि आप अगर हमारा जो जिस वक्त हमने ये $1 बिलियन रिवेन्यू का टॉप लाइन का जो हमने आपको टारगेट बताया था उस समय डॉलर रेट 75 रुपीज पे था आज के तारीख में अगर हम जब FY26 में हम बात कर रहे हैं FY27 की टॉप लाइन हम एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं 6,500 करोड़ जो 15% इंक्रीज से होता है उसको नेक्स्ट ईयर यानी FY28 एक साल हम पीछे हैं आई वुड से फ्रॉम द टारगेट दैट वी हैड गिवन 27 के जगह हम 28 में 7,500 करोड़ करेंगे सो अब ये जो डॉलर इंक्रीज है उसके हिसाब से आप देखेंगे तो 10,000 करोड़ होना चाहिए सो दैट वॉज वी वेन वी स्पोक ऑफ वी वर कंसिडरिंग वी वर टॉकिंग विद द डॉलर वैल्यू एज 75 आज 75 रुपए से अगर आप देखते हैं तो 27 के जगह 28 में हम वो टारगेट पूरा करेंगे गिविंग ए इंक्रीज ऑफ 15% ऑन ईयर बेसिस लेकिन जैसे आपने कहा कि इस साल का ऑर्डर इनफ्लो हम मतलब जो गैप है पिछले 2 साल का जो गैप भी हमें कवर करना है जो करीब 3,500 करोड़ जो कि हमें 10,000 करोड़ एटलीस्ट करना चाहिए था तो इस साल अगर हम 10,000 करते हैं तो इस साल का और अगले साल का ऑर्डर का हम कैचअप करेंगे जिससे हम 2028 में वी शुड बी एबल टू मैच दी 7,500 करोड़ टॉप लाइन दैट वी हैड गाइडेड बट लेट्स सी अब ये इस साल ये साल कैसा जाता है और अगले इस साल में ऑर्डर बुक और अगले साल का ऑर्डर बुक सो मे बी हम ये 7,500 करोड़ को और पॉजिटिव साइड में अपनी तरफ से रिवाइज कर पाएंगे बट एज ऑफ नाउ हम अपने टारगेट से 1 साल पीछे चल रहे हैं ऐसा आप हमें बोल सकते हैं सर
मेरे को थोड़ा सा यहाँ समझना है जैसे आप इसको डॉलर से कनेक्ट कर रहे हैं तो आपने तो पूरी डोमेस्टिक कंपनी और आप तो महाराष्ट्र बेस ही पूरे मतलब आपके पूरे इंफ्रा बेस है ठीक है आप पेन इंडिया बैक्स होंगे क्या आपका इंपोर्ट मतलब जो भी टीबीएम वगैरह जो भी आप कर रहे हैं उसमें कॉस्ट के इफेक्ट के कारण आप ये बोल रहे हैं कि कहीं ना कहीं मार्जिन पे जो कॉस्टिंग में इफेक्ट आ रहा है क्या मुझे थोड़ा समझा पाएंगे यहाँ
दिनेश जी सबसे पहले मैं आपको ये बताऊंगा कि $1 बिलियन रिवेन्यू हमने ये जो एक आपको टारगेट दिया था हमारी रिवेन्यू डॉलर वाली नहीं है बट उस समय 75 रुपए का डॉलर होने की वजह से हमने $1 बिलियन जो रेफरेंस में आप जब भी किसी से बात करते हैं तो उस समय डॉलर जो है उसके रेफरेंस में हमने $1 बिलियन का 7,500 बोलने की जगह हमने $1 बिलियन रिवेन्यू का टारगेट दिया था ये पहला पॉइंट मैं आपको क्लेरिफाई करूंगा सेकेंड पॉइंट कि इनके जो प्राइजेस इंक्रीज डॉलर के प्राइस इंक्रीज डिक्रीज से हमारे इम्पोर्ट येस डॉलर्स में होते हैं यूरो में होते हैं जापानीज येन में होते हैं चाइनीज आरएमबी में होती है तो ये जो चीजें जो हमारी होती हैं वो प्राइस एस्केलेशन के उसके अंदर में वो कवर होती हैं एंड दैट इज हाउ हमारे कुछ कॉन्ट्रैक्ट्स में हमने डॉलर भी बिड किए हुए हैं जिस तरीके से आप अगर दिल्ली मेट्रो देखेंगे तो हमारे उधर के कामों में जितना डॉलर का कॉम्पोनेंट होता है जो हम डॉलर में स्टाफ की बिकॉज वी हैव लॉट ऑफ करीब 200-250 एक्सपर्ट्स हमारी कंपनी में काम करते हैं तो उतना डॉलर भी हम कोट करते हैं तो वो पॉजिटिव या नेगेटिव दोनों साइड में जीरो इफेक्ट देता है हमको, क्योंकि डॉलर आते रहते हैं, हम कन्वर्ट करते हैं और डॉलर को पे कर देते हैं। सो उसमें किसी तरीके का हिट या बेनिफिट हमें नहीं मिलता है। और मतलब आप इसको जो 7,500 या 1 बिलियन बार बार हम जो बात कर रहे हैं, दैट वॉज श्योरली विथ रेफरेंस टू दी, और ये हमने बाकी के जो कॉल्स आपने जो हमने जब बिलियन डॉलर का ये जो स्टेटमेंट दिया था उसके बाद जो सब्सिक्वेंट कॉल्स हुए उनमें हमने ये पॉइंट कई बार क्लेरिफाई भी किया है और अभी वापस हम आपको क्लेरिफाई कर रहे हैं सर।
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, दैट वॉज द लास्ट क्वेश्चन फॉर टूडे। I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Nalin Gupta for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. We remain committed to disciplined execution, agility in dynamic market environment, and delivering transformative infrastructure projects that support economic progress at scale. Backed by the strength of our people and a clear strategic vision, I am confident that the year ahead will mark the beginning of a stronger growth trajectory and create lasting value for all the stakeholders. Please feel free to reach out to our IR team for any clarifications or feedback. Thank you everyone and have a great day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.